Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election is coming up on November 2nd. While issues of housing and active transportation are front of mind, local environmentalist groups are disappointed to see climate justice slipping from the focus during the election campaign. Climate Justice Montreal, an environmental and social justice activist group in the city, say more discussions about municipal issues should lead back or connect to climate issues. Here's one of their organizers, Nicolas Chavagnier.
How people are directly affected in a city like Montreal is heat waves, extreme weather events. Like just yesterday, we had a rain day. And there was flooding in certain spaces of the city, which is absolutely ridiculous because it was not that big of a rain day. On an island like Montreal, often we get smog events in the summer, even in the winter. And this is due to congestion from vehicles. Transport creates about 43% of all greenhouse gas emissions. And these are all things that, are affected by climate change. And for us, these are all things that are priorities because the Île de Montréal should be livable for everyone, no matter what their means are.
The parties have differing platforms and varying levels of focus on climate issues. Projet Montréal wants to see the construction of new green spaces and, quote, sponge parks in the city, which can help soak up floodwater. Both Projet and Transition have an emphasis on active transportation in their platforms with promises to continue bike lane expansion. En somme, Montréal wants to see continued efforts to electrify Montreal's bus fleet, but does not have other specific environmental promises. Climate Justice Montreal has raised concerns over En somme's promise to incorporate artificial intelligence into city management. En somme wants to see the building permit process sped up using AI.
From a climate perspective, AI is terrible because its expansion is untethered at this point. Data centers are going up all over, including in Quebec, and are stealing water from communities because they need a lot of water to cool the systems, but also causing a lot of atmospheric pollution and noise pollution from their running.
En somme candidate Alexandre Teodorescu said in an interview with CJLO earlier this month he believes AI will encourage more efficiency and could help increase housing stock, a priority for En somme. In the end, Climate Justice Montreal would not endorse any specific party or candidate, but had this to say to voters concerned about environmental issues.
And the reality is, whether it's En somme or Projet, if local borough mayors are able to listen and fight for the local folks, then that would be in the best interest of the local population. Obviously, Projet Montréal and Transition Montréal have the better platforms in terms of social justice, climate, and a right to the city.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.